Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1678, air date April 10th, 2026.
Hello everyone, I'm Dr. Shiva. Today we're going to explore how yogurt can play a supportive role in maintaining oral health. We'll take a closer look at its key active components, particularly probiotics, and understand how they work together to promote a healthier oral environment, reduce harmful bacteria, and support overall oral health management. This is going to be an engaging discussion where we'll first explore the molecular profile of yogurt and then gradually understand the biological pathways through which it helps support oral health. So let's dive in and get to know what yogurt is really all about. Often referred to as the probiotic powerhouse, yogurt is a widely consumed fermented dairy product with a long history, dating back thousands of years to the Middle East. Interestingly, the term yogurt comes from a Turkish word that means curdled or coagulated, reflecting the process through which it is formed. Nutritionally, yogurt is quite dense. It provides a rich source of high-quality protein, calcium, milk fats, potassium, magnesium, and essential vitamins, all of which contribute not only to general health, but also to maintaining a healthy oral environment. In addition to its rich nutritional profile, yogurt also serves as an excellent probiotic carrier, delivering beneficial bacteria into the body that can confer specific health benefits, particularly in maintaining a balanced microbial environment. In fact, yogurt has emerged as one of the fastest growing categories in the global dairy market, reflecting its increasing recognition, not just as a food, but as a functional ingredient that supports overall health. As many of you may already know, I approach every topic, whether it's politics, health, or science, using a systems science framework. This way of thinking allows us to see how different parts are interconnected and helps us understand the bigger picture behind complex issues. It's a very powerful approach, and it's something anyone can learn through truthfreedomhealth.com. But before we go further, I'd like to play a short video for you. As more people are joining, this will give you a quick glimpse into my journey into systems thinking and why the systems approach is so essential. Welcome to VA Shiva. VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems so you can become a force for truth, freedom, health. VA Shiva is a platform of revolutionary education, community building, and weaponry for unleashing local activism. My journey to VA Shiva begins in the chaos of Bombay, where I experienced diverse religions, languages, castes, and in a small village that had no running water, no electricity, where my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practiced Siddha, an ancient system of Indian medicine over 10,000 years old. She observed one's face, the art of Samudrika Lakshanam, to understand a body's unique constitution, allowing her to deliver the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Watching my grandmother heal others, I was inspired to study medicine, but I was also aware of the corrupt caste system of India, which denigrated a human being, where my family were considered low caste untouchables, where one's birth determined one's destiny. The grit and determination of my mother and father led them to get educated and to come to America, a one in a trillion event. Their actions inspired me to work hard and excel. While in ninth grade, I attended New York University in a computer science program, and subsequently, at the age of 14, was given a full-time job as a research fellow at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School in the heart of Newark, New Jersey. There, I investigated the system of sleep using mathematics, computer science, and biology for sudden infant death syndrome. It was there in Newark where I invented email when I was the first to convert every feature of the physical, paper-based inner office mail system, including inbox, outbox, memo, carbon copy, blind carbon copy, attachments, into its electronic equivalent, a system which I named email, a term that I was the first to coin. On August 30th, 1982, I was awarded the first U.S. copyright for the invention of this system, recognizing me as the inventor of email. At that time, copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I went on to MIT, where I earned 4 degrees across multiple systems of engineering, electrical, mechanical, design, biological. That training led me to invent many other systems for advancing humankind. Echomail, the world's first intelligent email management system. Cytosolve, a computational biology system for eliminating animal testing to discover new medicines faster, cheaper, and safer. and to the creation of a whole systems methodology for certifying clean food. These innovations led me back on a Fulbright to India, where I discovered the missing link between Eastern medicine and Western systems theory, honoring my grandmother, to develop Your Body, Your System, a powerful tool that will help you understand how your body is a system and how the inputs of food, supplements, and exercise bring your body back to its natural system state. And Systems Health, an integrative educational discipline that is now integrated into the VA Shiva platform that will enable you to learn the science of systems, the science of everything, be it your body as a system or our society and politics as a system, to reveal the foundational interrelationships between truth, freedom, health. Now is the time for you to be the light, learn the science of systems, build community, and weaponize yourself to unleash the activism necessary to deliver truth, freedom, health in your local community. Welcome to VA Shiva. All right, everyone, welcome back. Today, we're going to take a closer look at yogurt, an important fermented milk product, and explore how it may play a role in managing oral health. I hope you enjoy this session, and I'd like to sincerely thank our Cytosolve team for organizing it. We do this as a service to help people truly understand nature as a system and food as medicine. That introductory video really helps show that when you take a systems-based approach, you begin to see reality much more clearly. So let's continue. What truly motivates everything we do at Truth Freedom Health, at Cytosolve, and in all of our solutions, and frankly, everything I personally do, is a very serious reality. When you look at global data, it's clear that people in power are causing real harm. Human lifespan is actually declining, and this is not an exaggeration. At the same time, the cost of living, the basic ability for people to survive, is rising exponentially. If you look at this graph calmly and objectively, without emotion, you can clearly see what's happening. The curve of lifespan is going down while the cost of survival is going up. This tells us that those who have driven these trends have no genuine interest in human well-being. And this didn't start 5 or 10 years ago. This pattern has been unfolding for at least 50 to 60 years. What's important to understand is that this has happened across the political spectrum, left, right, and even those who claim to be independent or agents of change. They all operate from the top down. They are part of what I call the swarm. If you want to understand that concept more deeply, you can explore it at shattertheswarm.com. The key point is this: those in power are not invested in your health or your future because they are not one of us. So the real question becomes, when you see a graph like this, what choice are you going to make? Do you want to save yourself? Because no one else is coming to do it for you. Voting alone isn't going to fix this. And even my own run for president was never about saving anyone. It was about giving people the tools so they can save themselves. Everything we talk about, whether it's yogurt, neem, election integrity, or health, is driven by this underlying reality. It all comes back to that fundamental curve. This is not the result of one single problem, and it's not something that can be fixed by tweaking one small thing. That's why we say this is a systems problem. And only by understanding systems can we begin to reverse what's been happening and take back control of our own health and lives. Now, what's been driving this outcome is several important factors. It's not just one thing. In the healthcare space, we've seen the destruction of the immune system. Environmentally, it's become extremely difficult to access clean, healthy food. And going back to healthcare for a moment, many of you know that in March of 2020, during the so-called pandemic, I helped save hundreds of millions of lives by providing real solutions and educating people on a simple truth. The body is a system. No one else did that. Frankly, only I did. And that credit matters because it came from genuine concern for everyday people. That's where I come from. This was never about being pro-vax or anti-vax. It was always about the immune system. We focused on educating people about that, while at the same time, their immune systems were being destroyed. And alongside this, another major stress has been how difficult it is to get access to clean, high-quality food. Another critical process under stress is the education system. People are not being taught systems science. They're not learning how to see things as they actually are. Instead, they're being taught fake science, a reductionist approach that limits real innovation. Most people don't know how to observe, think resourcefully, or solve problems, whether it's something simple in an office or something at an organizational level. As a result, they expect the government or someone else to fix things for them. When it comes to governance, we're dealing with corrupt leadership. When it comes to the economy, people aren't taught to save, they don't want to save, and there's massive income inequality. So Truth Freedom Health, my systems creation, which involves education, which involves community, which involves courses, it's a platform, it's the solution. That is the only solution that provides a systems approach to enabling you to save yourself. There's no one else coming to save us. And that systems approach includes strengthening your immune system. It includes learning how to eat healthy, local food. Even on a budget, you get access to clean food through our certified clean solution, which has been in place for over a decade. This all comes from understanding systems science, so you learn how to truly educate yourself. It also comes from learning how to educate young people to innovate and from developing our own leaders within the community. The Swarm creates leaders to maximize power, profit, and control. Our movement, on the other hand, is creating leaders for truth, freedom, and health. It also teaches people how to be economical and resourceful. Unfortunately, many forces train people to spend money on things that are essentially garbage. What our movement does instead is give people the tools they actually need. If you're interested in these tools, you can find them at truthfreedomhealth.com. Every Thursday, we host two open house sessions, one at 11 a.m. and another at 8 p.m., and there's no cost to attend. These sessions bring together incredible people who share their journeys to systems. It's also an opportunity for you to become what we call a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar, where you gain the knowledge and education needed, so you're not waiting for someone else to take action for you. Everything I do is driven by this core idea of helping you help yourself, and Truth Freedom Health is the platform created to make that possible. Just to repeat, we host these sessions every Thursday at 11 a.m. and again at 8 p.m. You can RSVP right now by visiting vashiva.com/orientation. We'd love to have you join us on Thursdays and be part of the conversation. Our platform is designed to help you think, fight, and heal all together. As part of this mission, we've built integrated platforms, including a leadership training institute and a systems health institute. Through these institutes, we educate leaders to truly help others by understanding that healing requires the right medicine for the right person at the right time. We provide practical tools to apply this approach, and the Cytosolve Open Science Institute offers a powerful framework to develop new solutions and create new products. Together, these platforms give you a complete framework of solutions, enabling you to actively be part of the solution. For instance, when you think about the idea of using food as medicine, we introduced the Certified Clean, Certified Raw certification. This is a global certification that tracks food from the moment it's sourced all the way to your table. We've established very high standards for what qualifies as clean food, ensuring transparency about its origin and maintaining a world-class benchmark for quality. The next tool is Cytosolve, a platform that helps us analyze the compounds present in food and understand how these compounds interact. Using this knowledge, we can strategically combine them to develop powerful, effective natural medicines. And finally, just because something comes from food doesn't mean it's beneficial for everyone. That's why Systems Health trains people to determine the right food for the right person at the right time, ensuring optimal health benefits. You see? So we have created a framework for you to help yourself. No one else has this. So we're not relying on the government to solve problems because it's corrupt. We're not relying on people to lower their standards. You don't need to do that. This movement is really about you and finding those people who want to save themselves. And so we have these very powerful solutions. Cytosolve took me about 25 years to do. Systems Health has been a life journey. And clean food certification is something that is a global standard. Every government, if it really cared, would adopt the standard because we know how to track the food. More importantly, it's a bottom-up standard, but think about what we've done. This has been a lot of hard work without any government support, without any venture capital support. All of this I've done in the midst of many other things. I've truly burned the candle at both ends, driven by deep motivation and a genuine care for others. I've never forgotten where I came from, and life has given me the incredible opportunity to create these platform solutions. These are platform solutions, but if you want to participate in the challenge, you want to get off your butt and save yourself. If you do, we have those solutions. Anyway, that's what I wanted to share with you. This is deeply personal to me. We've created these solutions and go to truthfreedomhealth.com, and you guys can support yourself and us by contributing there. But when you contribute, you get the opportunity to learn an incredible amount. You get the opportunity to learn a lot. You get the opportunity to become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar so you're not a slave. My goal is not to keep you on a plantation, but to get you off the plantation. So go there, watch the Shatter the Swarm video, then get onto the Get Off the Plantation course, which is absolutely free, and then become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar. Or you can go right to being that. But this is a noble service that we're doing. But the whole goal here is for you to get educated and not be enslaved. So when I talk about yogurt, or when I talk about turmeric, or when I talk about any of these foods, it's always in this context of a systems approach. So anything we do has to integrate science, politics, and health. Anyone who does not want to talk politics is one of the most ignorant people in the world, as the great writer Alberto Brick says. They want to hide their head in the sand. People in America, in many ways, have the luxury of doing that. But if you're hiding your head in the sand and you don't want to be political, understand that's a very selfish way to be, because you're doing it at the sacrifice of all the other working people. So those people in the United States must rise. They must become political and healthy and want to fight for freedom. So if you want to get strong, if you want to be healthy, if you want to be smart, then you've come to the right movement. But if you want to be dumb and you want to be worse and you want to be, you know, sick, it's not the place to be. But before we start on yogurt, I wanted to give you this background of what motivates what we do. So let me play you this video, and then we're going to go to yogurt on oral health. What is Truth Freedom Health, and why should all of you become a warrior scholar? I create these videos to share valuable information with you, but my deeper goal is to inspire you to learn this for yourself and become warrior scholars, because then you'll be able to understand where the systems approach comes from. So let me play this video, and we'll start today's discussion on yogurt and oral health.
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that, and that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left wing, right wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train a army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training, because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up. Working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You've got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is a not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is a not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you. The Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing, Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement, and that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game, and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done, and it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up, his own quote-unquote people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhelp.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics, and I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms-up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. Now, the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhelp.com, so people can sign in. They can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhelp.com.
All right, everyone. There's a movement that's driving everything we do in the aspects of science, politics, and health. So we have a framework. So I hope you guys take advantage of this, because you're not going to get it anywhere else. And it's going to be an immense value to advancing you as a human being and helping you to educate. As you can see, there are several different contribution plans available. I recommend starting as a member because it gives you access to a comprehensive course called Get Off the Plantation. This program is designed to help you reflect deeply and ask yourself an important question. Do you want to free yourself? Or do you want to remain a slave to the system? Or you can choose to be a supporter, and in return, we'll continue to share even more gifts of knowledge and education with you. Or else you can contribute a little bit, and you can get all 15 gifts, but get involved. Become a warrior scholar for those of you who want to really leapfrog this and get involved, but understand that when you contribute, we'll give you knowledge, we'll give you support. We give you a community. Anyway, that's the background of what's motivating everything we do. So let me also remind you that we host an open house every Thursday at 11 a.m. and again at 8 p.m. and everyone is welcome to join us. So what are we going to cover today? First, we'll walk through some background on yogurt and take a closer look at oral health, specifically why diseases develop based on the latest scientific understanding. Next, we'll introduce Cytosolve, a revolutionary platform that allows us to innovate using food and develop solutions in a truly scientific way. Then, we'll share our initiative, a fresh approach to tackling these problems. Just to be clear, while we're focusing on yogurt, this isn't a one-size-fits-all solution. Oral health is a highly complex, multifactorial system, which is why it has remained such a challenge to fully address until now. We'll also explain how yogurt specifically benefits oral health, how much it might be right, and the reality of whether it's suitable for you. For us, it's always about the right medicine for the right person, at the right time. Finally, we'll talk about how you can be part of this initiative and contribute to this new approach. So, as we've already touched on, let's take a moment to really understand what yogurt is all about. Often referred to as the probiotic powerhouse, yogurt is a widely consumed fermented dairy product with a long history dating back thousands of years to the Middle East. Interestingly, the term yogurt comes from a Turkish word that means curdled or coagulated, reflecting the process through which it is formed. Nutritionally, yogurt is quite dense. It provides a rich source of high-quality protein, calcium, milk fats, potassium, magnesium, and essential vitamins, all of which contribute not only to general health, but also to maintaining a healthy oral environment. In addition to its rich nutritional profile, Yogurt also serves as an excellent probiotic carrier, delivering beneficial bacteria into the body that can confer specific health benefits, particularly in maintaining a balanced microbial environment. In fact, yogurt has emerged as one of the fastest growing categories in the global dairy market, reflecting its increasing recognition, not just as a food, but as a functional ingredient that supports overall health. Before we go deeper into mechanisms, let's look at the traditional and indigenous uses of yogurt. As a centuries-old fermented food, yogurt has been widely consumed across the Middle East, the Balkan regions, and parts of Asia, where it has long been valued for both nutrition and therapeutic benefits. What's fascinating is that traditional yogurt naturally contains beneficial microbes. For example, researchers have identified probiotic lactobacillus strains from traditional Iranian yogurt that show strong antimicrobial activity against foodborne pathogens. In India as well, fermented dairy products like dahi, mishti dohi, and lassi are commonly consumed and have a long history of traditional preparation. These foods are deeply rooted in dietary practices and are known for their natural health-promoting properties. Further supporting this, specific microbial strains such as Streptococcus thermophilus and Lactobacillus bulgaricus, isolated from Serbian artisanal sour milk and yogurt, have demonstrated probiotic potential. They are known to modulate gut autophagy and strengthen the intestinal epithelial barrier, indicating that the benefits of yogurt extend beyond just basic nutrition. Now, shifting our focus to oral health, oral diseases are not just localized conditions. They significantly impact overall quality of life. They are also closely linked with systemic conditions such as cardiovascular diseases, diabetes, and even complications like premature birth. Oral diseases encompass a range of conditions, including dental caries, periodontal disease, tooth loss, and oral cancers. Importantly, these conditions do not affect everyone equally. Oral diseases disproportionately impact individuals from lower socioeconomic backgrounds, largely due to limited access to dental care, poor oral hygiene practices, and higher consumption of sugar-rich diets. So, with this understanding of both yogurt and the complexity of oral health, we can now move forward to explore how yogurt's bioactive components and probiotic properties interact at the molecular level to support oral health management. Yet, when it comes to medical interventions for oral health, it's important to understand that effective strategies need to operate at both the individual and community levels. These interventions aim to improve knowledge, shape positive attitudes, and promote healthier behaviors related to oral hygiene. At the same time, addressing common risk factors plays a crucial role. This includes reducing unhealthy dietary habits, along with limiting tobacco use and alcohol consumption, all of which significantly contribute to oral disease progression. Equally important is improving access to affordable and high-quality oral healthcare services, ensuring that prevention, early diagnosis, and treatment are available to all sections of the population. Today, more than 3.5 billion people worldwide are affected by oral diseases, highlighting the massive global burden and the urgent need for effective prevention and management strategies. Now let's take a closer look at how yogurt, with its unique blend of bioactive compounds, can play a meaningful role in supporting and improving oral health. And the way we're going to approach this is through a powerful technology called Cytosolve, a platform I've spent many decades developing. With the advances in modern science, Cytosolve allows us to apply a systems-based approach to understand complex biological interactions. So we thought, why not extend this same approach to oral health as well? To understand this better, let me walk you through the Cytosolve innovation process, what it is, what we do, and how we do it. We begin by mapping the molecular pathways, starting with a detailed review and analysis of published scientific literature to understand how these pathways function. By integrating insights from multiple studies, we develop a clear and accurate picture of the underlying biological mechanisms. Once the analysis is complete, we share our findings with the scientific and medical community through publications in peer-reviewed journals. Next, we translate these biological interactions into mathematical rate equations based on principles of physical chemistry, allowing us to model how the system behaves over time. Using these mathematical models, we conduct combination screenings to evaluate how different compounds interact within the system. This process helps us identify combinations with real potential, often leading to discoveries that are protected through patents. Finally, we move into licensing and manufacturing, ensuring these discoveries are transformed into practical, real-world solutions for people. So, As you can see, our work spans multiple areas of health, disease, and overall well-being. We're currently developing several formulations, each at a different stage, ranging from phase 1 through phase 6. At phase 6, we've already developed 2 highly potent products. We've also made around 4 key discoveries that have been granted patents. In phase 4, we're actively screening about 7 different areas, while another 9 areas are currently in the modeling stage. In addition, we have 5 areas focused on publications and 9 more dedicated to building systems architectures. Importantly, all of you can participate in this process. We'll soon be enabling opportunities for you to contribute, whether through donations or by spinning out individual components of these efforts into standalone ventures. We're currently in the third phase, which is what we call the in silico modeling phase. And from this stage, we're going to share some of the foundational data with you. This will help set the context before we dive deeper into the mechanisms and insights that follow. One product where we've already taken this approach is MV25. MV25 has gone through this entire end-to-end process. We began by developing the complete systems architecture. That architecture was then published to share the work publicly. After publication, we carried out in silico modeling. We then performed combination screenings and made key discoveries by modeling all the molecular pathways involved in osteoarthritis, a condition affecting nearly 500 million people. Using Cytosolve without any external funding, publishing the results, completing detailed modeling, and evaluating a wide range of natural foods to identify and assemble effective ingredient combinations. Through this process, we were able to make a significant discovery. Specifically, we identified a combination of natural ingredients capable of targeting osteoarthritis at the molecular level. We also discovered 2 highly potent natural ingredients at the right dosages that act across these molecular pathways to help reduce pain. To validate and protect this work, we went beyond publication and secured a United States patent. That moment marked the first time we not only supported other companies, but also manufactured the product ourselves for direct use. At this point, we'll play a video that explains the Cytosolve process and how we implemented it. Most importantly, it shows that we now have a tangible solution that has gone through every step of this process. This same approach can be applied across diseases, forming one of the core solutions we are developing. I'll now share more about MV25, which represents the same approach we're currently applying to oral health as well. While we haven't completed the process yet, we're actively working through each step.
Millions of people suffer every day from painful discomfort and swelling, but most pain medications come with harsh side effects, and many alternative supplements have little scientific backing. That's why we at Cytosolve created MV25. MV25 was formulated using the Cytosolve Computational Systems Biology Platform, a technology for precision and personalized health invented by Dr. Shiva during his doctoral research at MIT. This formulation is the result of computing trillions of potential combinations of biomolecular interactions derived from thousands of peer-reviewed scientific papers published across 4 decades by 68 research institutions to discover an optimal synergy of compounds that downregulate biomarkers of discomfort and normal swelling.
I am Barbara Ann. My hands would cramp up so that I couldn't hold cards or knit or crochet, and they would go like that. And I'd have to use this when I played cards with my grandkids, and I started taking that MV25. After a bit, I was able to hold cards in my hand, very, very little cramping, hardly at all anymore. MV25.
Hi, my name is Sandy. I'm a Taekwondo instructor. I tore my ACL during Taekwondo. I had a lot of pain and limited mobility. I've been taking the MV25 for about 6 months now. After the first week, I noticed a big difference. After the second week, almost literally no pain.
My name is Jeremy, and I suffer from a lower back problem. Hurt my back at work years ago, and I can go to the chiropractor, do all kinds of different things, and nothing seems to help. And I decided to try MV25. I didn't notice a difference immediately, but within a few days, the pain went away and it stayed away. I've continued to take it, and even when I do things that I shouldn't do, it seems to go away a lot quicker than it ever did before.
MV25 is certified clean, 100% non-GMO, made in America, and GMP certified for good manufacturing practices. MV25 is CytoSolve optimized, which means that this formula has been engineered to maximize benefits while minimizing toxicity based on current research curated by CytoSolve. As the science advances, so will this formulation. This is our promise. Order online at mv25.life. Consult your doctor before taking any supplement or medication and use as directed. MV25.
This goes beyond theory. Many people think you can just talk about ideas without taking action. But here we've gone end to end, creating a powerful solution that can truly make a difference, offering a completely new way of development, independent of Big Pharma. You can visit mv25.life. We call it the momentum to move. Ordering this product is a way to support your own health while also supporting the work we're doing. Just so you know, I have two wonderful dogs and I love pets. We're against animal testing. Using the same approach, we developed a product called K9701, which combines roughly 15 to 20 natural ingredients into a comprehensive whole health solution for pets. This is available as the Whole Health Pet Supplement. We've also created another powerful product line called Healthy Tea, which includes 7 carefully formulated blends: Joint Tea, Digest Tea, Breathe, Tranquility Tea, Detoxity, Femininity, and Immunity, each designed to support a specific area of health. In addition, we're excited to introduce Your Body, Your Tea, a unique collection designed to balance the doshas and support overall well-being. This range includes Vata Tea, Pitta Tea, Kapha Tea, Vata Pitta Tea, Pitta Kapha Tea, Kapha Vata Tea, and Tridosha Tea. Since we're talking about oral health, I'd suggest Kapha Vata Tea. It's our carefully crafted herbal blend, and it's an excellent choice for managing oral health and overall wellness. We've also launched our new product category focused on immune function. The first in this line is D3K2 Magnesium, a powerful combination of vitamin D3, vitamin K2, and magnesium glycinate. Backed by decades of scientific research, this formula is designed to support and strengthen your immune health at its foundation. Building on that foundation, our second product, Zinc Copper Quercetin, features a potent blend of science-backed, synergistic nutrients, carefully formulated to activate and optimize your body's natural immune defenses. So there we go. So at this point, our CytoSolve Oral Health Initiative is at this phase, which means there's a lot of opportunity for all of you to get involved and participate. We're open sourcing how we share knowledge and information so you can actively be part of the process and contribute to building this together. So let me come back to this. The systems architecture we're looking at highlights that a healthy oral microbiome is closely connected to probiotics, forming a key foundation for maintaining oral health. What we're doing here is quite different from the conventional approach. Instead of focusing on a single isolated factor, we're looking at the entire system that drives the condition, giving us a more comprehensive understanding of oral health. We're going straight to the root of the problem because we want to understand what's really happening. Starting from a completely blank slate, we carefully examine all the research that's already out there, and that's exactly the approach we're taking here. Unlike the traditional pharmaceutical model, which usually focuses on a single target or pathway, we take a much more comprehensive systems level view. So let's use this visual to better understand the role of probiotics in maintaining a healthy oral microbiome. On the left side, you can see an imbalanced oral environment. Here, harmful bacteria are more dominant, interacting with nutrients, and leading to the production of damaging substances. This imbalance contributes to the formation of cytotoxic products, which can harm oral tissues and promote disease. Now, as we move to the right side, this is where probiotics come into play. Probiotics introduce beneficial bacteria into the oral environment. These good microbes begin to compete with harmful oral pathogens for space and nutrients, effectively reducing their growth and activity. As a result, the overall microbial balance starts to shift. The number of harmful bacteria decreases, the production of cytotoxic compounds is reduced, and the oral environment becomes more stable and protective. So essentially, probiotics help restore and maintain oral microbiome homeostasis, creating a healthier balance of microorganisms that supports oral health and prevents disease progression. Several different factors can contribute to the development of an oral health imbalance. These include genetic predisposition, poor oral hygiene habits, and dysbiosis of the oral microbiome, all of which directly affect the stability of the oral environment. In addition to this, environmental influences and lifestyle choices also play a significant role. Factors such as a high sugar-containing diet, smoking, alcohol consumption, and the chewing of tobacco products can further disrupt the balance of oral microbes and accelerate disease progression. Taken together, these represent the major risk factors that increase the likelihood of developing an oral health imbalance. Once this phase was completed, we moved forward to publish our findings in a study titled Molecular Systems Architecture of Host-Microbiome Interactions in Periodontitis. Next, we'll process all of this information and build our models to bring the entire picture together. And then these are the 20 things that are out there that appear in nature to support oral health. Those are clove, thyme, tea tree oil, echinacea, neem, sage, green tea, aloe vera, garlic, onion, lavender, eucalyptus, nutmeg, miswak, holy basil, chamomile, peppermint, rosemary, propolis, and lastly, yogurt. All of these 20 factors are supported by data, but the real challenge is that there hasn't been a clear breakthrough yet. You'll find plenty of videos that talk about each of them individually, but the bigger question is how they work together and how we actually crack the code. That's exactly what we're trying to do here. We're not claiming to have a final answer at this stage, but we are applying a systems-based approach. Once we map out the overall architecture, we can start to see how these factors interact with one another and gain a much clearer understanding of what's really going on. But today, we're going to focus on yogurt, one of the 20 promising natural compounds that has the potential to help improve oral health. Through our cytosolve analysis, we found that yogurt has been the focus of 24,653 research papers and 644 clinical trials over the last 109 years, clear evidence of its value in science and medicine. Now let's take a closer look at the composition of yogurt. Research has identified 11 key molecules in yogurt, and each of these contributes in its own way to its overall therapeutic potential. While yogurt contains many compounds, these 11 key molecules represent the most well-researched ones. It is a rich and diverse source of minerals, vitamins, and probiotics, all of which work together to support overall wellness and enhance its therapeutic potential. Yogurt contains six major minerals, including calcium, magnesium, potassium, phosphorus, iodine, and zinc. Along with these, it also offers important vitamins, such as vitamin D, vitamin B12, and vitamin B2. Beyond basic nutrition, yogurt is packed with probiotics such as lactobacillus, bulgaricus, and streptococcus thermophilus. Owing to its diverse chemical composition, we now shift our focus to the key biological effects of yogurt. Here we can see the key biological effects of yogurt. It exhibits a wide range of functional benefits, including antihypertensive and anti-gastritis effects, along with immunomodulatory activity. In addition, it also supports anti-osteoporotic, anti-diabetic, and even anti-cancer properties, highlighting its potential as a multifunctional health-supporting food. Then coming to its health benefits. Yogurt isn't just rich in probiotics. It effectively translates these components into real, measurable health benefits. It has been shown to play a supportive role in managing a wide range of conditions, including obesity, inflammation, cardiovascular diseases, diabetes, cancer, oral health imbalance, oxidative stress, and osteoporosis, highlighting its broad therapeutic potential. But let's look at what we have learned in our process of doing the combination screening with respect to yogurt. And once again, we're sharing original research with you, so let's take a closer look at what's really going on. Yogurt plays an important role in managing oral health by helping to protect against the soft tissue loss that ultimately leads to periodontitis. To understand this, we need to look at the underlying mechanism. In periodontal tissues, activation of TLR4 and IL-1, receptor-mediated inflammatory signaling, triggers the production and activation of matrix metalloproteinases, or MMPs. These MMPs are responsible for degrading the extracellular matrix and connective tissue, which results in the breakdown of the supporting soft tissues around the teeth, driving the progression of periodontitis. This is where probiotics from yogurt come into play. They help inhibit both MMP activation and the associated inflammatory signaling pathways. As a result, tissue degradation is reduced and the integrity of periodontal soft tissues is better preserved, supporting overall oral health. Here's another important way yogurt helps manage oral health, and that is through its anti-inflammatory effects. When TLR signaling is activated, it triggers the phosphorylation of IKK alpha and IKK beta. This in turn leads to the phosphorylation and degradation of I kappa B alpha, releasing the NF kappa B subunits P50 and P65. Once released, the NF kappa B complex translocates into the nucleus, where it promotes the expression of pro-inflammatory genes, ultimately driving inflammation within oral tissues. This is where probiotics from yogurt play a protective role. They help inhibit IKK activation and prevent NF-kappa-B translocation, thereby reducing inflammatory signaling and protecting oral tissues from inflammation-associated damage. And we are now in the process. Once we do this, we will then file patents, and then we'll do production. So that's what the spin-out, Orasolve, is going to do. So right now, we're here at the third phase of in silico modeling. So now, how can you help with this? Well, if you guys are interested, you can actually participate in this. If you want to take down this link, you can set up a time to meet with us. If you want to support this, if you want to know more about it, you guys can actually participate in this. But we're taking a very systematic approach towards this process. The next thing we want to share with you is that you can set up meetings if you want to talk about investment opportunities. You can also support this work directly by visiting vashiva.com/openscience and contributing to the Cytosolve Open Science Institute, which helps us continue advancing research on natural compounds and their scientific mechanisms for public benefit. You're also welcome to join our monthly symposiums, which are on the first Tuesdays of every month. You can register at cytosolve.com/symposium. These sessions are completely free for warrior scholars, and they're a great opportunity to learn, connect, and deepen your understanding of system science and natural medicine. At the Open Science Institute, we are committed to eliminating animal testing. We want to support indigenous systems of medicine, which is an important fight against racism. Big Pharma does not believe in indigenous medicines. We also want to stop fake science. Time and again, we see the false nature of big academia. Research is being fabricated, and institutions are getting away with it. This happens because of an incestuous web of ties between big government, big pharma, big academia, and big publishers. As a result, billionaires are realizing they are spending large amounts of money on universities that are not delivering results, and they are beginning to create their own institutions. Cytosolve offers a completely different approach where all of you can participate. All right, now we want to talk about the fact that the big pharma guys are not really into supporting food as medicine. And when we look at yogurt, we have found through Cytosolve very powerful evidence, even in the literature of the establishment, to show that yogurt has very, very powerful effects. All right, so we're going to share some of that with you right now. Here we can see that yogurt, through its component D-lactate, significantly improved the spleen index, which is a marker of immune function. Its effect was comparable to levamisole hydrochloride, a standard immunomodulatory agent. Different doses of D-lactate, low, medium, and high, all enhanced the spleen index, as you can see here in the bar graph, highlighting yogurt's potential as a natural immune-supporting property. Moving on to another pharmaceutical comparison, here's another data point that yogurt, through its probiotics, is more effective than resveratrol in reducing liver MDA levels, which are markers of oxidative stress. The graph here illustrates that while resveratrol lowered MDA compared to aging mice, probiotics, especially at higher doses, produced a greater reduction, highlighting yogurt's strong antioxidant and liver protective effects. So again, if you want to support this research, go to vashiva.com/openscience and donate. You can donate to different initiatives. We have an oral health initiative you can contribute to. And by the way, when you contribute, we give you lots of books, lots of tools, so you can become a warrior scholar at Truth Freedom Health. Now you might be asking yourself, if yogurt is so effective, why isn't everyone using it? The fact is, it's not a one-size-fits-all solution. Just like any treatment, what works wonders for one person might not work at all for another. It's really about finding the right solution for the right person at the right time. And what we want to educate you on is that we've also created a framework that helps you figure that out. And let's talk about that framework. And when we talk about that, what does current science say? What's the right dosaging? The right science says, for example, for immune health, Du and colleagues in 2024 demonstrated that consuming 200 to 600 milliliters of yogurt per day was effective in supporting immune function. For type 2 diabetes, the FDA approved dosage of yogurt is 3 cups per week. Then, another study by Anderson and colleagues in 2013 found that consuming just 200 milliliters of yogurt per day for 3 weeks had a measurable effect on cholesterol levels. Of course, this isn't medical advice. You should always consult with your physician. But the studies do show this, and it's something to consider. While yogurt offers many benefits, it's equally important to be aware of its safety and side effects. At higher doses, yogurt may cause side effects such as allergic reactions and weight gain, which should be taken into consideration. And again, this isn't medical advice. Always consult your healthcare provider before using yogurt for therapeutic purposes. The other piece is the tool that we've created called Your Body, Your System, which integrates engineering systems. Science with Eastern Systems of Medicine reveals a very powerful way to understand if it's right for you. You can use your body, your system, to understand what kind of system you are, whether your system's off course, and how do you bring your body back to you. So if you look at it, if you want to find if yogurt is right for you, first of all, you can recognize that if your body is here, when you take these questions, a black dot will move to different points, indicating the amount of transport, conversion, and storage you have. Here we can see how yogurt supports overall balance in the body by helping to lower vata, stabilize pitta, and increase kapha doshas. Now, if your body is here at some point, is it right for you? Well, definitely it'll help you if your body's off. And of course, here it's going to bring you back. Obviously, the black dots here are going to take you away. But this is a condition where yogurt may be right for you. So again, we have these 3 powerful platforms. VA Shiva Systems Health, a platform that helps you dive deep into understanding your body and how foods can be personalized to support your unique health needs. Join us every 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. every other Friday and get involved in vashiva.com/tutorial. It's free. We educate people on the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Again, we're extremely generous with our time. We give away a lot of tools for free. Some argue that when you give things away, people don't really value them, but our approach is to lean toward what benefits people the most. But I hope you guys get involved, and this will help you figure out if it's right for you. Not everything is right for everyone. You know, if you look at all the different things that claim to be good for oral health, which is what we're analyzing with Cytosolve, out of that, even if we find out all of them are good, a subset will be good for you. And that's what your body, your system tool, allows you to figure out and allows us to teach others to figure this out. To bring this all together, yogurt-derived probiotics play a key role in maintaining oral health by helping to balance the oral microbiota and inhibit the growth of harmful bacteria in the mouth and gums. They also work at the molecular level by reducing MMP activation and inflammatory signaling, which helps prevent periodontal tissue breakdown and protects against soft tissue loss. In addition, probiotics inhibit IKK activation and NF-kappa-B translocation, ultimately reducing inflammation and providing further protection to oral tissues. And we are right now in AuraSolve, which is a new spin-out at the in silico modeling phase. Again, if you're interested in investment opportunities, you can go to this link and set up a time with us. With that, we come to the conclusion of our discussion on yogurt and oral health. I hope you can see that we approach this topic through a systems lens, bringing together politics, health, and science to understand the bigger picture. If you want to become more informed, improve your health, and grow stronger and more resilient, I encourage you to get involved with Truth Freedom Health. One of the most powerful ways to support both this work and yourself is by becoming a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar. We've shared several calls to action today, and I truly hope this session was valuable for you. Get involved, support the movement we're building, because everything we're doing here is ultimately about supporting your own growth and development. And for those of you who joined us a little late, today's discussion focused on yogurt and its role in oral health as part of an ongoing series that will continue in the future. Stay engaged, keep learning, and support your own advancement. Be well, and thank you.